This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Several developments in the Jeffrey Epstein story. Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will be meeting with Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell today at the prison where she's serving time in Florida. Chairman of the House Oversight Committee has issued a subpoena to Maxwell for a deposition to occur next month at that same prison. A federal judge has denied a request to unseal grand jury transcripts of federal investigations into Epstein.
He said the court's hands are tied here. And the Justice Department did not provide enough of a reason, enough of a justification for releasing grand jury testimony, which is supposed to be kept secret.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Also, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Attorney General Pam Bondi told President Trump in May that his name is mentioned several times in the Epstein files. Columbia University agreeing to pay $220 million to restore federal research dollars. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The body of a missing La Crosse woman has been recovered. The body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found Wednesday morning in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota. That's about 50 miles downriver from La Crosse, where a search had been underway since the Viterbo University graduate student went missing early Sunday morning. Senator Tammy Baldwin proposes legislation to address child care costs. The Wisconsin Democrat says the Child Care for Working Families Act will address what she calls the broken equation in the child care sector. The bill is one Baldwin has introduced since 2017. And an increase in turkeys harvested in Wisconsin during the spring season. Preliminary numbers from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources show turkey hunters took just over 50,000 birds during the spring season. That's a 14% increase from the five-year average. The two-day youth hunt also saw a slight increase in harvested birds. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially early on today, and then gradually clearing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler, but still muggy. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunder shower, mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. You can have the best barbecue in the neighborhood, heck, even the whole town, and all you need is some Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We're going to play a little Ozzy Osbourne this morning on Max FM.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out. Yeah, you had me hypnotized. I could be wrong. It hurts so bad. It's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to have it all. I've seen your face a hundred. Every day.
know radio's not dead.
But a lot of other stations sure smell that way.
We're your fresh choice.
99.7 Max FM.
All the times that you ain't on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Don't let July 24th fool you. It's not just any day.
Time for some tequila.
It's National Tequila Day.
Tequila.
It is National Tequila Day, and I'm pretty sure it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
National Tequila Day.
Tequila!
Tequila slammer.
There's the lime and the salt, right?
What was tequila?
Lousy tequila.
Gives me a headache.
Happy
National Tequila Day.
Tequila all around.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on your Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Bear Brew State Bank, baking better together. Yes, it is Thursday, and it is not 5 o'clock somewhere. It is 7:12 on Thursday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 84. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, mostly cloudy with a low of 66. On Friday, a slight chance of afternoon showers, partly sunny, a high of 86. On Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances throughout today, partly sunny with a high of 84. Sunday, sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 90 degrees. Currently, mostly cloudy and 74 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing great. I just love that show opener. That was hilarious. And then, of course, you play the quintessential tequila song from... what was it again? What is the movie? I'm totally blanking. Big Adventure. Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure. When he has got his little moment that he's dancing on the bar, and then he comes into a little bit of an issue with a biker club. So yeah, great quintessential tequila moment. And what a great way to get the morning started is talking, thinking, and dancing to tequila songs.
Yes.
Just kidding. It's 7:13 in the morning. We're not doing anything with tequila except for celebrating the fact that it's recognized as National Tequila Day. That's fantastic.
And we'll talk more about that during calendar days. So I had to chuckle when I saw what today was. And yes, and it's your favorite
Mine
day of the
well.
Week, you know? So
yeah, Thursday is my favorite day of the week. I am not going to claim that National Tequila Day is my favorite day of the year, but it's still a fun idea.
Yes, it is indeed. And people may be asking, Dave, you were playing Ozzy Osbourne this morning and Justin Bieber to start the morning show. And yes, I did. And normally we would not do that. Well, Ozzy Osbourne had a real cool take on how he wanted his funeral to go down. He said his family could do whatever they want as long as it makes them happy. Because funerals, after all, are for the living. He said, quote, "I honestly don't care what they play at my funeral. They can just put a medley of Justin Bieber, Susan Boyle, and We Are Diddy Men if it makes them happy." And We Are Diddy Men is a nonsensical song by the British comedian Ken Dodd, for those that are wondering.
Yeah, I didn't. I was like, what is that? That's great. I mean, you just the tone of that statement, it just is so Aussie. Like,
right.
It's just like, great, everybody party, just do all the things, play Bieber, who cares? Like, I just love it. I mean, it just carries on through, you know, his passing, which is still, you know, hanging with a lot of us, obviously. It is a really big deal and a big change in kind of the energy of the rock and roll era, right, to have him gone. But that statement right there just, I mean, shows he's still kind of with us. He's just like, go for it. Have a great time at my funeral. Play Bieber. I love it. I think that's great. And thank you for playing both in a row, Dave. That was very poignant.
Yeah, I couldn't pass it up. I'm like, yeah, I've got to do it. And so that's why we played them together. But in other interviews, he said that he'd like his funeral to be a celebration and not a mope fest. And he said he'd like them to play a Beatles song and possibly a Day in the Life, which is kind of cool as well. And what did he about a video, Emily?
He also said it would be fun to play a video of him asking his doctor for a second opinion.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Straight comedian. I love it. Like, that is fantastic. And I think, you know, he just wants people to have the best time that they can,
right,
celebrating his life and celebrating the life that they still live in. So I the fact that he's still just making a smile with these anecdotes about his own funeral is just fabulous. Whoever wrote this really is into it too, because they want to go record their video right now for their funeral because they're inspired, just in case they said, I think it's really awesome. But in other Aussie news,
they said that the Birmingham Bridge that pays tribute to Black Sabbath has become a memorial site, Emily.
Oh, that's quite beautiful. Oh, I love that. And Drake, who played Birmingham last night, stopped by the bridge and poured one out for Ozzy.
Drake. So cool.
That means so much. That's some crossover right there. That is lovely. It is such a big news, and it's affecting a lot of people in a really big way. And I was mentioning it to my daughter driving home yesterday from picking up from camp, and she was like, I know all about this. And I was like, you know who Ozzy is? Like, I was really surprised. She's like, it's all over the news. It's really amazing. I was like, oh, it's just really sweet that, like, it is really kind of has its, you know, breadth of effectiveness or effectiveness to many different people, many different generations and music genres and all the things. Because, you know, he was one of a kind and wonderful in so many ways. Like, just again, these statements about his own funeral that they're making us laugh so much, I think, is exactly what he represents.
Most definitely. And the other thing that was interesting, too, is on an interesting note, Ozzy's death was either morbid or strangely beautiful. Ozzy's last performance at the Back to the Beginning show went on July 5th. He passed away on July 22nd. That's 17 days. Ozzy's dear friend Lemmy from Motorhead played his last gig in Berlin on December 11th, 2015. He passed away on December 28th, 17 days later. So there was a little tie in there of the 17 days with both Ozzy and Lemmy from Motorhead. And I love Motorhead as well. For anyone that doesn't know me, that is definitely something that is in my personal playlist. It's not on the Max FM playlist, but I definitely have Motorhead in my personal playlist.
That's awesome. Yeah, that is kind of a really kind of beautiful comparison, or, you know, alignment, if you will. I really appreciate that. There's some things like that out there with the rock and roll legends that, you know, there is something, the ways they line up in their life and death, that is kind of spooky, but in a good way, right? Like, it's just kind of like a wow, you know, cool kind of moment. So I do appreciate that he did get to play, you know, a last show, and I'm so glad he did. And I just, you know, I guess, you know, maybe his celebration of life will kind of be like a last show too, in a way, for his family. So I imagine everybody will have an amazing time and be filled with much emotion in all the ways. And that's exactly what he brought to people in his life and with his music. So we're thinking about him, we're thinking about his family, and yeah, just, you know, listen to some Ozzy this weekend and enjoy what he brought to us, for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. Do that. I mean, enjoy all that great music. That's what it's all about. I do want to take a moment and remind everyone about our crazy days sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Up to 80% off select items in the store through Friday. Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Click on Crazy Days to take advantage of these deals. I do want to mention that the store has been very busy this morning. So if you see something that's so heavily discounted and you want to buy it, don't wait, because some of these things are going to start running out. We've had a very active morning already over there. So again, our Crazy Days sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Up to 80% off select items. We have a $250 mini photo shoot certificate at Purple Lotus Studio. Today only, that's just $50.
That's a great deal. Holy moly.
Yes. Or if you want a $100 rental certificate, DNS Party Tent Rentals, that certificate's just $50. These are just some examples of heavily discounted items over at MaxFMBigDeals.com during our Crazy Days sale. So shop local, save big. Click on the Crazy Days sale to take advantage of these offers. Once they're gone, Emily.
Absolutely. And these are some crazy deals. I really appreciate this, because, as always, Max FM, you know, it supports and sponsors and holds up small businesses in any way that we can, because we want to be able to bring business to local. And so this is a way to do that. So I'm glad to hear that the store has been busy this morning. Get on there, because, yeah, these deals are crazy. And when they're gone, they're gone. We also have not something crazy, but something we need to report about the Baraboo Water Utility. It will be replacing a water service on the 300 block of Fifth Avenue. So Fifth Ave will be closed from Birch Street to West Street today from 7 a.m. That's already to 2 p.m. today. So please note that in your commute and the things that you're doing around town, downtown Baraboo today, the 300 block of Fifth Ave will be closed from Birch to West Street from now until 2 p.m. for water utility.
Yeah, so avoid that area. Let them get their work done, and that is today. We always keep you up to date on that, and we appreciate the City of Baraboo letting us know about those as well. Emily, you'll be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate celebrity birthdays and some local celebrity birthdays as well.
Yippee, I love the local ones. All right, looking forward to that.
I am as well. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, baking better together. As a reminder, if you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now via the free Civic Media app or 608-355-9970. Hear the Police on Max FM.
Back those words that'll hurt you. could turn back time. If I could turn back time. Oh, baby. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:30 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Don't forget, we are going to be celebrating celebrity birthdays at 7:40. If you know anyone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now, 608-355-9970. We want to celebrate with you. Concerts on the Square are back tonight on the Courthouse Lawn at 7 p.m. Mo Onions is performing tonight. They're a powerhouse tribute band dedicated to the timeless soul and instrumental brilliance of Booker T and the MGs. With a rich mix of deep grooves, funky rhythms, and smooth melodies, Mo Onions captures the essence of the legendary Stax Records house band that shaped the sound of soul, R&B, and blues. So tune into that tonight at 7 p.m. on the Courthouse Lawn. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Things are crazy around here at Max FM Big Deals. It's our annual Crazy Days Sidewalk Sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and get in on the crazy savings with Max FM Big Deals.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAX. XFM for 10% off your ride.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
It's back to football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. At the Packers training camp underway, practices open to the public at 10:30 a.m. A new locker room and a new attitude amongst the players, running back Josh Jacobs.
We didn't like how we finished last year. The sense of urgency in this building, in this organization right now is very high. You know, we all trying to hold each other to that standard of what we want to be and what we want to accomplish. And obviously, you know, we went, one game in the North? So for us, man, that's our main focus right now, just trying to be better and improve.
College football, the Badgers holding their media day at the Big Ten Conference in Las Vegas. After finishing 5-7, head coach Luke Fickell says they need to accept their role as the underdog.
A part of that is embracing being an underdog. That's how Wisconsin's gotten to where they are.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win in Seattle. Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially early on today, and then gradually clearing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler, but still muggy. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunder shower, mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. You can have the best barbecue in the neighborhood, heck, even the whole town, and all you need is some Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. We're going to take a quick look at celebrity birthdays, local birthdays, and we have Ben Bromley waiting to talk about why weekends are best. Today's birthdays for July 24th include Bindi Irwin is 27. She is Steve the Crocodile Hunter Irwin's daughter and the winner of season 21 of Dancing with the Stars, Emily.
And that is right. We always get a Dancing with the Stars one. We haven't had one yet this week. I was kind of wondering.
I was waiting for it. Who else do you see on our list today?
Well, a young lady by the name of Emily Bette Rickards. She is turning 34. She was Felicity on Arrow. Those are some good shows. I do like Arrow. Debbie Chase is 35. Samara on Samara, the dead girl from the well in The Ring. Ooh, that movie creeped me out. Oh, my goodness. She was also Donnie's little sister, Samantha, and Donnie Darko, and Lilo in Lilo and Stitch. So she definitely does a lot of different characters. Good for her. Mara Wilson is 38, the adorable little girl in Mrs. Doubtfire and Matilda. Wow. How does she get like her own website listed on here? That's I've never seen that.
Yeah, we're going to skip on over that one.
Elizabeth Moss is 43. She played Offred in The Handmaid's Tale. If you are thin skinned, do not watch The Handmaid's Tale. That is some serious business. She also played Peggy Olson on Mad Men. She's a fantastic actress. I really do appreciate her. Anna Paquin is 43. She was in the X-Men movies. Also, of course, Sookie on True Blood, one of my all-time favorites. She also won supporting actress as a 10-year-old in The Piano. Who else do you see, Dave?
Oh, let's see. We have Rose Byrne is 46. Randy Lambert in the Insidious movies. And let's see, Jared Neiman, 46. He's a country singer. I'm not going to go into all of his songs. Tori Wilson is 50, former WWE wrestler. Patty Jenkins, 54, Wonder Woman director. Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, is 56 years old. We have a couple more. This celebrity list is somewhat long, so we'll have to do our best to pare some of this down, it looks like. Wow.
Kadeem Harrison is 60. He was Dwayne Wayne on A Different World. I love that dude. He is so funny. Big birthday here. Barry Bonds is 61. He was a really great baseball player and did a lot of stuff for the Home Run Derby back in the day against Mark McGwire, I believe, but did a little bit of steroid action. So, you know, it kind of just darkens the record there. It's unfortunate, but Linda Carter, 74, the original Wonder Woman.
Ooh,
she was like my idol. Oh my God. I like thought she was Wonder Woman. Like, I didn't really understand that there was a separation at that point in my life because I was really young. She's still Wonder Woman in my book. Absolutely. Oh, let's see. Chris Sarandon, 83, played Prince Humperdinck in The Princess Bride. Oh, he was so good. Oh, I'm gonna have to watch that movie again. That was just a good one.
I got a couple of good ones.
Yeah, get it.
Pam Tillis, 68, country singer. We all know who that is. And then this one seems appropriate this week. Michael Richards is 76. We know him as Kramer on Seinfeld. We talked about
yada yada
earlier this week. And then Robert Hayes is 78. Ted Stryker in Airplane. Oh my gosh.
You have said. I think the laughter says it all. Like,
that's a great
movie.
You're
out there and you have not seen Airplane. Ever. Please crawl out from under that rock to living in and watch that movie because it is hands down I think it's the most I've ever laughed in my life.
Yeah, it's like, the best.
And it holds true. I mean, there's some cringy stuff in there for sure, but you can kind of look past it and be like, it's for the comedy. It's just, there's so many things. I mean, I know I could watch it again and be like, I never noticed that comedic action right there. I mean, there's just so many things, little hidden jokes. Like, I mean, it is.
Yep.
And his character, oh, the big bug eyes, never knew what was going on. Like, he was just the greatest.
Indeed. Oh, my goodness. And we do have some local birthdays I want to mention. Todd Bychinski, happy birthday to you. Lois Patterson, happy birthday. And the one and only Sean Finnegan is also celebrating a birthday. HBD, Sean, hope you're having a great day, buddy. And
happy birthday, y'all.
Yeah, it's a great day to celebrate a birthday on a Thursday. Emily, you'll be back with us as 8:10 as more shenanigans ensue.
Fantastical. I look forward to that. Happy Thursday, folks. Have a great day for sure all along.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you back at 8:10. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. We have Ben Bromley waiting in the wings to talk about why weekends are best. We're brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays. Thursdays is wing nights. And $12.99 buffet Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo. Or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
We have Ben Bromley to talk about why weekends are best in Baraboo, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Good morning, Ben. We have a full slate of things happening this weekend for the last full weekend in July.
Good morning, Dave. We sure do. Let's get right after it. It starts today with Benefactor Bingo. Balanced Rock Winery does this once a month, and the beneficiary this month is the Baraboo Community Heroes. That event's going to happen at the winery from 6 until 8.
It's always a great event and helps support a great cause as well.
And of course, we can't talk about Thursday night in the summer without talking about concerts on the square. We've got Mo Onions performing. They're a powerhouse tribute band dedicated to Booker T and the MGs. That's, as always, 7 p.m. tonight on the courthouse lawn. We hope.
We
Looks
hope.
Good, right?
Yeah, we'll keep tabs on the weather, and they always are great about updating us as to the concert location. I saw Mary Edwards setting up this morning, so we're going to assume outside.
Very nice. Well, we've got all kinds of live music tomorrow night, Dave. If you feel like heading out and about, we've got Cougar Wagon. They're going to be out at Balanced Rock Friday night from 6 until 8:30. Spencer Houghton is going to perform live at Pals Brewing in Wisconsin Dells Friday night from 6 until 9 p.m. We also have Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu performing at Tumbled Rock Brewery. That's going to be tomorrow night, 6 to 9. And wait, there's still more Friday night.
There's more.
We've got, you and I always like to talk about the glory days.
Yes, we do.
Of the 80s. And Friday night, Legacy Dinner Theater, we have Don Jovi, Shot Through the Heart.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Bon Jovi tunes, 7 p.m. at Legacy Dinner Theater.
Oh, that'll be so great. Go check that out. They have some great tribute bands up there this year.
They sure do. And we've got some other live music for you. Sammy Ray is going to perform at Bronco Billy's Friday night. We also have an act at the Dells Barn Music and Events. The Pendulum Hearts will be performing.
Oh, wow. Some great music, it sounds like, ahead.
Whew, so many choices. Now, looking forward to Saturday. Now, the Sauk County Gardeners are going to have their annual garden tour. We like to talk about things other than live music, right, Dave?
Yes,
That's,
we do.
An event that happens all day Saturday at various locations around Sauk County. Another one I want to point out, we've been carrying the events at Mirror Lake State Park on our calendar, and you and I can never get to all of them, but
no,
there's
we can't.
One I want to highlight. They're going to have Shakespeare in the Park on Saturday. They're going to do Love's Labor's Lost. Now they do a workshop for kids at 5:30 p.m. and then a play performance at 7. So that's up at Mirror Lake. The admission is free. You gotta like that. You do need a park sticker though.
Yeah, and if you're already going there, you know, it's a free event. You just need the park sticker, and most people have those already.
Right. What's not to like?
Exactly.
And we've got some more live music to discuss. Saturday afternoon, Remington's Ride is going to perform at Tumbled Rock Brewery from 1 until 4 p.m. We've got Brian Madison out at Balanced Rock from 4 until 6:30, kind of that late afternoon time frame. And a homegrown artist, Abby Spencer, she'll be performing at Bronco Billy's Saturday night from 6 until 9. Deep breath. We've also got another local favorite, Gary Frisch and the Truth. They're going to be at Pals Brewery Saturday night from 6 until 9. Then we've got another act. Tumbled Rock is doing a doubleheader. They've got an afternoon artist, and they've got one in the evening as well. The Lower Fifth is going to be performing from 6 until 9 Saturday night. And then heading back to the Dells Barn Music and Events, Banana Wind, a Jimmy Buffett tribute band, is going to be performing. They're going to get the music rolling at 7 p.m. Are you a parrot head, Dave?
Oh, yes, indeed. This is going to be great.
Then this is the opportunity for you.
Yes, I'm excited about this one. It's the Banana Wind Jimmy Buffett Tribute Band at the Dells Barn Music and Events. That is so cool, man.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of cool, we also have a local favorite. The Baraboo Sunday Market returns this Sunday from 10 until 2. That's right there on the courthouse lawn. Items that are vintage, handmade, and homegrown. Be sure to check that out. And we've also got some more live music Sunday afternoon. Wanderlust, that's another local favorite and a homegrown group. They're going to be performing from 2 until 4:30 at Balanced Rock. And we also have BAM performing at Tumbled Rock Sunday evening from 6 until 9.
And for the full list of events, you can go to baraboo.com for anything Ben and I didn't get to, because it's a full weekend and there's plenty of things happening throughout next week as well. Go check that out at baraboo.com. Ben, did we miss anything?
Well, I was going to say, believe it or not, as much talking as you and I do, we don't even cover it all.
No, we can't. It's impossible.
But yeah, you can find it all there at baraboo.com. There's all kinds of good stuff that you and I can't always get to. We try to hit the highlights.
Yes, we do. Ben, thank you so much for joining us as always. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dave. We'll talk to you next week.
We will see you next Thursday as we talk about why weekends are best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh, yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday from 7 to close. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
We'll be right back. maximum hits. Max FM.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. She only found tears, and I can be so insincere. Making her promises never for real. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear when you look in the mirror? So how do you choose? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. So sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. Now how many lovers would stay just to put up with this every day and all day? How do we wind up this way? Watching our mouths for the words that we say. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today when we're walking too far for the price of a shoe? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. But you never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her when she smiles. She looks so sad in photographs. I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl, the pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jeffrey Epstein's convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell is set to meet with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche in Florida today. Blanche and Attorney General Pam Bondi saying they want to know if she has any information about anyone who committed crimes against victims. Also today, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The Wall Street Journal reports Bondi and Blanche informed the president in May his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files. The paper reports they told Trump